Hi, and welcome to Meathead Chatter. I'm still here, and we have a new co-host
and everybody.
My business partner. Say hello.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
This is Tyler Pruitt. He looks like a little bitch, but he's actually pretty awesome. And this is episode number 46.
How long has it been since 45?
I don't even want to talk about that. Hold on, let me see. End of July.
All right.
So hopefully we'll string together at least another 20 or so before we start screwing up again and doing that. Hold on. I'm gonna shift around so that I can see you and I'm not like looking over my shoulder.
I think it'll definitely be easy to chain some together. We spend too much time together.
Yeah. Cool. Well, hey, so many new things since last time we did an episode. Tyler, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, and we're going to go into what we're doing now and what things are going on.
So a little bit about me. I have been in the Army for 7 years. I just got out 1 year ago, essentially. Got out in February 23. In my time in the Army, I did the infantry thing for the first 3.5 years, and then the last 3.5 years, I actually got into a gym called the Tactical Athlete Performance Center down at Fort Benning, Georgia. It's now known as Fort Moore. And I was doing some strength and conditioning coaching for the soldiers down there from lowest ranking to highest ranking. I actually got to work with the Secretary of the Army and teach him how to deadlift, and he even gave me nucks, so that was pretty cool.
Nice.
So in that time, I kind of fell in love with strongman right before I got to that spot, so it was kind of like a giant culminating event. I got really into strongman, then I showed up to Fort Benning, and they're like, hey, you're going to be a strength and conditioning coach. So it was like perfect timing. And then – you know, COVID happened, but I still got to compete. And in 2021, I coached my wife to get her pro strongwoman card.
Hell yeah.
And as a lightweight, she almost legitimately died cutting weight.
So she sucks at strongman, is, yeah, I guess what we're getting at.
I think she can outpress everyone at our gym.
Yeah, she's a monster.
And then in 2022, everyone was talking shit to me that I was carrying my wife's purse, and I was pretty much her bitch, so I had to turn around and get my pro card, and I won nationals in 2022. Like I said, I just got out of the Army in February 23 and spent a little time doing some personal training. I'm still in the National Guard doing some recruiting stuff here in Indiana. And then I met this lovely asshole, Dan, at the old gym we were at that we shall not name.
This old weak son of a bitch.
And he was contemplating moving away and opening and starting a gym down a little bit of ways away from where we're at now. And I just pitched him the idea, like, hey, dude, we are the motherfuckers here in Lafayette, Indiana. So why don't we do what we're doing now? And that is
Premeditated Health and Performance, open as of December 1, and kicking ass, taking names ever since, man. It's a good spot, man. I'm pretty stoked. If you guys are in the area, you definitely 100% need to fucking come check it out. Yeah, so that's what's going down here. And I was talking the other day, just like the vibe of this gym is so different than a lot. Like if y'all have done like CrossFit gyms, you kind of get like that everybody's homies vibe. It's a little like that. I was sitting here the other day and, you know, Steven. So Steven is like this, as blue collar as fuck as you can be. Like, he's got like the Viking like undercut thing going on, yeah, with like long hair.
It's like a mohawk, but just 14 like inches long.
Like, I guarantee he was like a Trumpy Trump voter. Like, he's the deplorable man. Like, yeah, he's that level of person. Which, hell yeah, more power to you. Whatever. I
mean, we have a Bluetooth speaker that our members can connect to, and every time he connects, it's
like Tom McDonald like political rap. Which I like. I bet him and I align quite a bit on political things to some degree, at least.
Easily.
But then we have another member and they're LGBTQ, whatever plus things. You know, she's dating a trans person, and I see her and Steven just like hamming it up, talking shit about like log lifts and strongman. And so that is like my favorite fucking thing about like barbell sports and strength sports is just like, no one gives a shit about all that stuff that the world tells you should, like, hate each other for. We're like, oh, you like to fucking bench? I like to fucking bench, too. Let's be homies. Like, it was just a moment where I was like, oh, fuck, this is what the world should be, man.
No, yeah, I definitely...
It was super badass.
I definitely agree. that was kind of the vibe that was down in Georgia, and that's what I wanted this place to be, and I'm so glad it is. Because down in Georgia, I was at this gym called Body Evolution, and it had about 200 members. It was probably a 10,000 square foot space, and they would have like cookouts every month, trunk or treat for Halloween. Hell like yeah. Everyone was buddies, and like everyone had each other's back. You saw each other at the supermarket, and you're like, hey, what's up? How's training going? Like, it was amazing down there. And that's what I wanted to bring up here. And I think we're nailing that.
I feel like nowadays, like that's, I feel like the biggest struggle for people, right? Like is human interaction, finding shit in common. Like we're so glued to our phones. It's so easy to never leave your room and just like do online shit that like people miss that. Like it used to be, you know, back in the days, I would say churches was probably the main community piece for people in an area to get together and hang out. And then with like kind of the decline of like organized church attendance and stuff like that, that kind of faded away. And then with the increase of all the technology stuff, like people just don't go out anymore. And it's like, if you don't want to go hang out at a bar to meet random people to try to fucking hang out with, like, what are you left with? Like there's nothing. And it's, I think it's so cool that like a gym can be, you know, the church of fucking iron, you know, come in here and have people that you automatically have like at least one thing in common with that you guys can vibe on. And then you'll probably, you know, be homies.
Yeah, for sure. And then also with the, so we do a lot of personal training in our gym as well. We have quite a few really, really good personal trainers. Dan and I included in.
Yeah, we're the best.
That's, that's another piece to the pie that I think helps our place grow so much is because like people take our coaching and they get to know us not only as persons but like as coaches, and then they see the results almost instantaneously, like within a matter of weeks, and like their lives are changed. So I think that's another big piece that we got going for us as well. And then when we start getting the holistic approach with some physical therapists and stuff in here, I think it'll be a really good gym environment and place to be.
So that's what we've been up to, and it's been fucking good. And
when did we first link up? Was it, I think it was like October 26th.
October 26th was when we first had a discussion about, like, you were wanting to potentially come on as an owner for the previous gym that we were at. And I was like, dude, I don't know, if four owners, we don't make enough money for that to make sense to anybody. And then, yeah, we just, from then, we kind of talked shop and figured out, you know, if it'd be possible to buy that gym.
Damn near 1 month to the day.
Yeah, later. So it took us like a month from like, hey, what do you think about this, to like, well, what could we actually do, to being in here on a lease, like rolling. So that's cool. And we're trending decent. You know, I'd love for it to be, you know, much more successful than it is, but we've only been here a month.
Yeah. No, so. I was on the phone with my dad the other day, and it was the 9th. So a few days ago, and or a couple days ago, and I was like, Dad, we've been open 40 days. And
we're at 73 members right now?
73 members and like 500 followers on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just so quick.
We're doing good shit, and you know we're doing good shit because we did like one ad for like a specific program we were doing, but really it's like word of mouth from our members. Like, word of mouth will blow your gym up, or if you suck, it'll like cripple you.
Right. And I mean, the moment people come in here on that first day, they're like, dude, this is such a nice place. And that's what I was going to say earlier. I lived with a buddy of mine there towards the last half of the last 6 months I was in the Army. My wife moved home. She's a teacher. And so I was living with a buddy of mine named Tyler Franklin. And he had a really nice garage gym, and him and I would get some of the best sessions in there. And I think that's another vibe that we bring to people. It's like, one, we have that community piece. Two, everyone's cool with each other. And three, it feels like home. Like, we don't have this giant place. It's 4,000 square feet split up into two 2,000 square foot spots, essentially, with a, like a wall right in the middle. And so people get that, like, home gym vibe, and, like, they can play their music, and we're here all the time. So it's, like, those relationships are just good.
I love that inadvertently having that Bluetooth speaker that people can just hook up to has caused like massive amounts of shit talk, and then by default relationship building, because people like put some stuff on, they're like, who's this? And they're like, oh, it's me. They're like, I like it. Or they're like, this fucking sucks. Your music taste is horrible. But then they start like bantering and chatting. Like, it's just fun to like sit back in my office and like eavesdrop on shit that's going on in the gym. I love it.
Not for sure.
Heck yeah.
What else we got going on? We got a strongman competition coming up. March 16th for St. Patty's Day. It's going to be called the Leprechaun Liftoff.
Winners get kilts. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be dope.
That would be cool.
That's more Scottish than Irish.
But we do have some pretty cool champion medals being made. We are looking to get some vendors out here. There's a couple food truck ideas we're getting. So I just want to not only have a strongman competition, but have something that people are driving by like, what the fuck's going on over there? I'm going to pull up and see what's going on. So that's kind of the goal. And then what are you going to be directing?
I got a powerlifting meet coming up in June the 22nd. Summer Solstice Showdown. Tried to make another S, but it ended up being an SH. So whatever. Yeah. Should have been Summer Solstice Strength Spectacular.
S to the fourth.
Yes. So that'll be good. Let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about training. What are you doing? Like, or do you, what are you prepping for? Do you have a show on the books? You got the Colorado show, right?
Yeah. So on March 23rd, I'll be going to Colorado Springs for the Olympic City Pro-Am. And
it's a big show.
Yeah. It's a pretty big show. Like some of the pretty elite big dudes are going to be there. Gabe Pena, Josh Hatfield. And then in my weight class, I'm super stoked. I don't know if there's any, if there's going to be any like OG looking into the history of strongman listeners, but if you are interested in strongman, I would highly recommend looking into who Zach McCarley is. And that's that's who I'm going to get to compete against. And
I'm super
excited.
Dude, I didn't know he was still even fucking competing.
Yeah. He fell off the face of the strongman thing for a while.
Yeah.
He, I think, got like a doctorate degree. He was just doing research and all that stuff. And then, he came back to the scene to try to break the Axel world record at Clash on the Coast. And
at 231? He's a 231 guy, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, 231. And unfortunately, he missed the weight. He wasn't training with a fixed Axel, so it threw him off. And he was...
It's different.
He had a real bad bicep injury, so this dude was
Zercher. That'll fuck your Axel anyway.
He was Zercher cleaning. He would Zercher it to his belt and then bring one arm out, hike it up a little bit, and then bring the other arm out and then try to clean it.
That's fucking wild.
With it
being
a fixed axle, he couldn't bounce it right.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, he didn't like train for that. So, but I was watching all of his train up and stuff, and he was hitting well over 400 for like with ease.
That's wild.
So
dude,
I'm super excited about that. It actually panned out perfectly. It's my little brother's spring break for high school. He's a sophomore in high school, and my dad told me that they were going to Colorado for spring break. And I was
dude.
I was like, I have a competition on the end of your guys' spring break. I was like, you know, you want to sponsor me out there? So
right.
My dad.
Well, it'll be cool to have some friendly faces in the crowd. Yeah.
And then one of our old trainers, actually, name's Logan Thomas. He will be competing in the amateur event. He was one of our trainers, and we love that dude. And he ended up moving to Montana, doing some bigger, better things or whatever, just going and experiencing some stuff.
I like the internet joke that we have going that he's dead.
Yeah, I know. One of our members made a picture. It says, in loving memory, and we hung it up in our gym. People were like, so who's
What
this?
Happened to Logan?
Yeah, we told him. He has a picture of him with a thumbs up next to some bison out in Montana.
We're like, yeah, he tried to fucking pet the buffalo, and they gored him to death. They're like, really? We're like, no, he just fucking moved.
Yeah. No, it's... But yeah, that's what I'm training for.
When Winnie moves, I told her we're going to take a Polaroid over and stick it up there and just on the bottom be like, eh, she was okay.
I like that. What do you got coming up? You're doing strongman and then a weekend later you're doing...
So on the 20th, I got a Mace seminar that I'm running up in Michigan.
Yeah.
And then the 27th is Ohio Valley's Strongest Man. It'll be fun. It's just an amateur show. I'm cutting weight. I'm not even really trained for it, but I already got my nationals bid, so I'm just going on there. And they have some cool events.
I thought you were doing two back to back though.
So that'll be nationals.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I got this one that I'm going to do a powerlifting meet in April. Just do like push pull, see what I can hit at a 242 weight class and realize how weak I am at that weight. And then, Vintage Strength Games, which I did last year. And one that's like, it's like light strongman and then a bunch of like mace and club swinging, which is my shit. I love that. That is like the first, it's like the 1st of June or whatever the very first weekend is. And then, the next weekend is nationals out in Colorado for USS. But it's like a lighter show. The Vintage Strength Games one is. So, like, I should be able to do that, just deload, and I should be fine for Nationals. And I'm looking, I'm hoping, I'm not hoping, I'm looking to win Masters.
Now, what do you get if you win Masters Nationals? Is that the end of the road, or do you get?
I don't know, I just swing my dick out and say I'm better than everybody.
I didn't know if they gave you like international bids for stuff, and I didn't know how big Masters class got. Because I know, like,
yeah, I don't know.
OSG,
OSG's it's big. USS, I don't think we really get anything. I mean, maybe we do. I don't know. I just think it'd be cool to say I won Nationals and Vintage Strength Games like within a week of each other, and then I won that one powerlifting Nationals a couple years back. So I'm just, I don't know. I'm just trying to like. Hey, I won some shit. I may be old and weak, but I'm the strongest old and weak fucker out there,
right.
Kind of things. But not OSG, because then I'd lose to, like, you know, Big Z and Mark Felix and people who are actually good at this stuff.
Yeah, because I know USS, I don't know how recent it was, but I was talking to Willie Wessels through email and asking him the the route to become a pro in that federation.
Relatively new. Yeah,
I'm a strongman core pro, but I was like, why not double pro up, you know? Because
if you can. Why not?
This isn't meant to be a knock, but Willie pays his pros, you know. So I was asking him about
that. People go where the money is. That's why NFL athletes play football instead of do powerlifting, though they'd fucking win every powerlifting
strongman
record.
Dude, you got someone like James Harrison come and do strongman, he would fuck everybody.
So there's this guy, Bryce Lewis is his name. He played NFL. He wasn't like a starter, but I think he was better than practice team. I forget where he played, but he's been competing strongman. He's like fairly local to Indiana here. And his first comp was Static Monsters like 3 years ago or whatever, and I got him. But he is like 6'5", like 330. So he's like a past his prime NFL guy, and he fucks everyone up. Now, like, it's not even close. So, yeah, if you get those dudes in their prime, there's just every strength athlete is going to be a little bitch. If the money was there to lure those people over, but it's not, so they just retire from the NFL and they still want to do shit, and then they still end up beating everybody.
Right.
So it just goes to tell you, like, just the level of genetic freak out there.
For sure. I can't remember where I was going to go with that. But, oh, the pro circuit for USS. So we're in the works with Willie to become a USS affiliate gym.
Hell yeah.
And so I was asking him, you know, what the pro thing was like, and I can hold... Premeditated health and performance can hold a pro show. We just have to, the weights have to be
heavy enough,
10% over the heaviest weight class there. So whatever opens weights are, you just put them 10% higher, and that's the pro.
That's the pro level.
Pro level right there.
Nice.
So, and then they place in the top, or they win that show, they get a bid to go international and then actually achieve their pro card. Same thing for nationals. If I were to go to nationals for USS, then...
You'd be competing heavyweight, right?
Get the top. Right now, I technically qualify for 275.
Thanks, Static Monsters.
Right. And then you place top three at Nationals, then they give you an international bid to go compete against the dudes that are trying to get their pro card.
And then the top three at that show get a pro card or something?
Correct. Nice. I think it's the top three. It might be the winner, but...
And that's one of the things I love, like... I really enjoy powerlifting and strongman both. I got like 1 foot in each. Like, I'm a good bencher, so I'm always going to have, you know, a place in my heart for powerlifting.
Well, that's where you started too, right?
I started in strongman, actually. Okay. I started CrossFit and then strongman and then realized I was built a little better for powerlifting. But, God, it... Strongman, like, the top tier is like, oh, you had to beat some fuckers to get here. Like, at a local show, they'll combine classes so there's enough people... to get nationals bids. Like, if there's not enough people, no one gets a nationals bid. So they'll put the fucking 220s in there with the 275ers and say, sorry about you. Yeah. You know?
And that's what happened to me at Static Monsters. Mm-hmm. But luckily, I was just still able to beat
fuck
the
you.
275 guys. That's my stance.
fuck you. That's my stance. But then, so compared to powerlifting, where it's like, oh, we don't care if you're the only person who exists at the entire meet. As long as you total this number, you qualify. And it just, I don't know, it feels so fucking watered down. And now you could say that, like, it's not, though, because, like, the actual good pro-level powerlifting meets are invite-only. And it's, like, what it takes to qualify for Worlds, you need, like, 500 pounds on your total to even come close to qualifying for any of those, you know? So it's... There's definitely levels, but it's like to get to nationals for strongman, you got to beat some fuckers. To get to nationals for powerlifting, you don't even have to beat anyone. And I think that sucks.
Yeah, for sure. And then once you get to nationals for like strongman core, in 2021, my wife competed against 42 other women. and got second. So like that's when you have that many competitors, there is so much room for error in term of points because
half a second on the farmer's carry is fifth place,
literally. And like, did that open?
No.
Oh, thank God, he dropped his gallon of water. I thought it popped open. That would have sucked so much. But yeah, dude, like you get first, you get 42 points. And then like Dan just said, if you're 3/4 of a second or a second slower on a wheelbarrow or yoke or farmers, or you miss one sandbag toss like my wife did, it detrimentally alters points. And then when I competed at Nationals in 2022, I was competing against 76 dudes.
Right.
And like I tied for first with one in one event, and then every other event I was just, my worst placing was 8th. But I ended up winning the show by like 7 points.
Just because there's so much shifting going on.
You got based on deadlift specialists.
Tiny technical errors, you know?
Exactly. You got deadlift specialists that come in there and crush the deadlift, but then they can't move. Mm-hmm. So when they do the sandbag sled drag carry or whatever we were doing, you get first in the deadlift, but 32nd in the sandbag. So it's like you don't even have to worry about those dudes. You have to worry about the consistency. And that's what I love about strongman is because like
you have to be good at everything.
Yes. There's never an event, there's never a competition that have all the 5 same events. There's no such thing. I've never ever done the same thing. So that's what draws me so much to it, is because you got to show up, bring whatever strength you have, and then implement that strength into those events.
Right. So, I feel like there's such a big grit factor too. When people are always kind of talking to me, or whenever someone's being like, what's powerlifting? Okay. Is that the Atlas Stone thing? I'm like, no, that's strongman. Wait, what's strongman? So like people that don't know, it's like powerlifting is really a test of your one rep max, right? Like you get 3 attempts, hit your biggest single you can. Strongman is like, for the stationary events, I'd say it's like a test of your 5 rep max strength or 7 rep max strength, right? And then your ability to move. And that's kind of like the key difference, is there's just so much more like grit that you need in strongman, because it's like, you want to put down that max distance carry Husafell Stone, but like you don't have to. You can take another step, but you're a pussy, so you'll drop it. You know, like that piece I feel like isn't there in powerlifting, because if you're going for like a 1 rep max, there's only so much level of grinding you can do. You know, it's never like you mentally gave up. It's like, you just couldn't fucking lift it. Yeah. It's just different.
And it's just powerlifting for sure is a test of pure strength. Like Dan said, it's 1 rep max. How heavy can you go on this squat bench deadlift? But to me, strongman is the ultimate test of overall capability and like overall strength, because
it's like CrossFit for monsters.
Exactly. Like exactly. You'll sometimes have in one competition a max event like a deadlift. Then you'll have sandbag throw over a bar, which tests your explosiveness, your rate of force development.
Right.
And then you have, a log clean and press for reps, and now you're testing your conditioning while still being strong, because it's never fucking light.
Right.
It's like, hey, how many times can you press 300 for reps?
Yeah, it's like muscle endurance, but it's like muscle endurance with like your 2 rep max. It's crazy.
So, yeah, dude. And then it's just like Dan said, sometimes there's max carry. Like in our competition, we're doing a max sandbag carry. We're going to see a lot of people.
People give up on that before they need to.
Big time. And that's just
your ability to suffer is like, in my opinion, the most important thing in strongman.
Yeah. And I have respect for all the sport. I mean, we have an Olympic lifter here, Shelby, and
Adrian too.
Yeah. And I thoroughly enjoy watching her train, just because it's like the technique and the focus and like
it's different. Yeah.
It's so just tuned in. And then, you got your CrossFitters.
I'll get her to fucking do a strongman show.
Oh, yeah, dude, she's loving it. She's loading sandbags, carrying them. She's digging it. I know she is. But we have a marker board. We wrote, what are your goals for 2024? And hers was like, don't miss snatch or something like that. So she's all in on the Olympic lifting.
Yeah, her thirds on snatch have been killing her the last few meets.
Yeah.
So,
but definitely want to get something like that in the works as well, because I just love that sport and I just love anything strength sports do. That's why I'm in this business.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, we want to be the strength sport destination more than just, like, the strongman gym or whatever. And we kind of are the strongman gym, because we got, like, a resident middleweight pro. I compete in strongman. This year is, like, heavy strongman for me. But probably 2025 will be, like, powerlifting year for me. Mm-hmm. I need to get in that lane, since you're for sure the strongman lane. So,
I mean, if you like walk into our gym, you 100% know it's powerlifting strongman focused. Yeah. We have a whole wall full of just strongman stuff. We got like five logs, fucking
five. Are we selling that damn bent Titan one?
Yeah.
Sell it for like $50.
Yeah. The rackable one.
Yeah.
But no, I love it all. And, outside of like the physical training.
Dude, how did you find, sorry.
Go ahead.
How did you find strongman? Cause like you're military, you were doing that stuff.
Yeah,
and then
I used to watch like with my dad, right? Like back in the day when Brian Shaw was young, like I'd watch it then, and I knew what it was. I just never knew
you
there were weight
train
classes.
It
yeah,
as a
I
normal
never
person,
never knew there's weight classes. And so when I was at Fort Campbell, the Gold's Gym there had a 10-inch log.
Oh hell yeah!
And I was like,
I'm had a Gold's? Dang.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna go mess with that. And as soon as I started messing with it, I was like, yep. I was always into how strong can I be? Like,
right.
I was on a deployment in Iraq, and Lieutenant Charette was lifting in there one day, and he was doing bent over rows strict with 405.
Fuck.
And this dude was a monster. And I was like, sir, I want to lift and do what you're doing. I was like, what do I need to do? And he was like, well, I got one question for you. He's like, do you want to look good naked, or do you want to be strong as fuck? And I was like, I want to be strong as fuck. Like, all
right,
here's
that's the only right answer if that's your goal.
Here's a book called The 531 Method. Read that. I was like, okay. Started reading it, and I was like, all right. So I just started squat, bench, deadlifting, trying to get strong, overhead press. And I took to overhead press so fast. Like, with I wrestled for 12 years, so with that, I had a very deep understanding of how to use my hips for, like, power.
Right.
So, because I was just constantly throwing people. Humans, like
right,
175, 190 pound humans, like throwing them. So whenever I started overhead pressing, I would be lifting with my buddies, and they're like struggling with 95, 115 yep. pounds. And I'm like at 225 within the first couple weeks of doing
Jesus
overhead press.
Christ.
And they're like, how the fuck do you do that? And like, I was the only one that was like push pressing. I was using
you were push pressing. You weren't like strict.
Right. I was using a dip in, like my dip and drive, and like really figuring out how to use my hips. And I was yeah. like, you gotta generate power from the floor.
Yep.
And as I started learning more and more and more, like I was like, oh, I tapped into something before I ever knew what the fuck I was even doing.
Yep.
And then,
well, and being able to hit that push press leading into a push jerk kind of motion, like just starting out, you're miles ahead of fucking everybody. Cause people take a long time to figure out that like kinetic chain, you
right.
know, the order of operations, right. you know, they'll stand up all the way and lose all the power and then start pressing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to teach a couple clients right now.
Yeah, it's tricky for
people. I dumbed it down to thrusters with a kettlebell for one of them, and she started understanding it pretty quick.
Right.
But to answer your question fully, I was on a deployment in Africa, in Djibouti, and
I'm a child.
No, it's funny every time. I laugh in my head. But they had this really nice, we called it the clamshell because it was this big, just dome gym.
Okay.
And we were there. It's a naval base. And so the Navy EOD was there, and those dudes are savages. They're fucking all jacked and just...
What's EOD?
EOD is, like, the guys that go out and deal with, like, ordnances, like the bombs. If there's
a bomb
out there, like an IED or whatever, they go out there, they cordon the area.
Disable the bomb.
With the bomb suit and all that kind of shit.
Fuck.
So our AO, which is our area of operation, was right by their compound, and their compound had this big chain link fence with like tarp on it, so you couldn't really see in it. There were little slivers, and I heard them blaring Slipknot one day, and I walked down there, and I'm like peeking through, and I see these dudes just like loading Atlas stones on this platform, like throwing sandbags over their shoulders, and I'm like,
just some man shit.
So I see one of the dudes at the gym on the treadmill, and he's just walking, listening to probably Joe Rogan, and he had this shirt that said Florida Strongest Man on it, and I was like,
oh shit, yeah,
hey dude, what is that? How do I do that? Where do I go? What do I do? And he gave me the Strongman Corps website, USS website. He just started feeding me all this information, invited me over to their compound, and I got to lift a little bit with
nice.
Strongman there. As soon as I got back from that deployment, it was off to the races. I was trying to become as good as I could, as fast as I could, and I tried to try out for the Army fitness team and
right.
go do Strongman and stuff, what Justin was on.
Yep.
And
is that still around or did that die?
I think it's still a thing.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure. I think they're more like CrossFit.
Not really the strongman piece as much.
Marathon runners.
Thought I remembered like hearing about the strongman piece dying a little bit.
Right. When Justin Loy and Dan Hughes were there, they were kind of like the black sheep of the crowd because they were the most fucking successful dudes.
Yeah, they were the most fucking savage assholes too. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And they were the only pros on the team. They were the only ones doing high level winning nationals, like dominating. And so like I don't know why the Army wouldn't take, because like if you think about what strongman is, like that's what I want my soldiers to be like.
Yeah. If I'm fucking a commander, strong as shit savages that can still move.
If
like
I'm a commander, I don't care.
I want a whole fucking battalion of those fuckers.
Like if you can run for 2 miles straight without stopping, that checks the box for me.
Yep.
Can you pick a Humvee up off me?
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, we don't got to run a fucking marathon, guys. We have vehicles.
We have vehicles.
We're going to pull up, and then we're going to get out. We're going to fuck shit up for about 100 meters, and that's about it.
Exactly. 100 meters. That's exactly right, because, like, there's never been a time in combat where you travel more than 100 meters at a time.
Yeah.
And it's mostly a hop-up, sprint, and duck behind some more cover. Like,
yep.
So the need for...
For long, slow, steady state is like zero.
Right. It's good to have because like it's good for general fitness and recovery and everything. But like, I wish there wasn't as big of a focus
like,
on it.
If you're in a bar fight, do you want like fucking you or me with you, or do you want like a champion marathon runner with you?
Yeah.
No fucking way. No fucking way. You're 120 pounds and you can jog fast. Congratulations. Here's a beer bottle to the side of your head. Like, it's just not a thing that works.
Either a big strongman looking dude or a motherfucker with cauliflower ear.
Yeah, right?
That's what I'm looking for. So, but no, dude, I think just my whole life was kind of just meant for this. I think from a young age, I took to the weights, and I remember being a freshman. I was kind of, me and you talked about this previously, like getting bullied and shit and getting just asshole dudes that would come and try to fuck with you and test your manhood. And I remember being a kid and getting fucked with all the time. And this dude who lived across the alley from me would always fuck with me. And by the time I got to high school, I was a freshman. He was a senior, and all it took for him was to see me deadlift. And he was like, yep, never mind.
I'm good.
Not fucking with him.
I was, I did. You ever heard of Tony Blauer? You know who that is?
No.
Okay, so he was big in the CrossFit world. He was big in, like, law enforcement defensive tactics world for a long time and still is. Worked with some military stuff, too. It's the spear system is his thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, he made the Blauer suit.
Yeah, the hard suits or whatever, the hit suit or whatever this is called.
Army combatants.
Hard gear, I think. Yeah. Yeah. So that's him, and he's fucking badass. I love Tony Blauer. And I was like one of their instructors for a little bit because you can get certified, and it's badass. Their stuff's cool because it's not like learn these moves. It's all scenario-based. It's like you're in a chair. The attacker's going to come from behind you and fucking try to strangle you, figure this shit out. Like, that's how training should be for, like, law enforcement, martial art. Like, for actual combat, like, that's the best system I've ever fucked with.
Right.
But he had a thing called, it came out for civilian use. That's a really good program. I think I have the DVDs somewhere, called Be Your Own Bodyguard. And one of the things he would always say is like, bullies are dangerous cowards. Criminals are dangerous cowards. Like a coyote doesn't run around and be like, wow, that wolf looks like it could kick my ass. I'm going to go pick a fight. Like, they're dangerous, but like, they're looking for the fucking chihuahua, you know, they ain't looking for the lion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with bullies too. And it's like, they'll pick on you. And if you don't react and you carry yourself with like low confidence and you look like a fucking target, then you're a fucking target. If you walk around with good posture, you look like you lift. Like, the only people that ever fuck with me is when I was a bouncer. And it's like the drunk little guy trying to start shit. You know, me just walking around as a normal person at a bar or anywhere, like, no one fucks with me. I'm 260 pounds and I'm fucking jacked, you know? Like, it's not a thing that happens because bullies are dangerous fucking cowards, but they're cowards and people miss that piece.
True.
You don't have to win the fight. You just have to show that you're willing to fucking go and people won't mess with you.
No, and you and I both know, like, if someone's truly an alpha, they're not fucking with
people. They ain't chirping.
They're protecting. You know, funny enough, we were watching Beethoven with my son the other night, and there's a scene in there where the son of that family is getting fucked with at school. And I looked at my son, I was like, hey, if you or any of your buddies ever get treated like that, you punch that motherfucker in the nose. And he looked at me. I was like, and then when they fall down, you say, fuck you. And he was just like, okay, Dad. So I'm probably going to have a couple principals call me later in life, but
that's fine.
As long as my son's not wanting to kill himself because someone said his fucking shirt's stupid. Mm-hmm. Like,
Also as bad as, like, he gets picked on so long and he lashes out by fucking shooting everybody at the school. Like, yep. Those are kind of the two options, yeah. You know?
So, it's crazy. Standing your ground and knowing who you are, yeah, for sure.
And you may lose a fight, but, I mean, if people know you're willing to swing back, they'll stop trying to fucking fight you because people don't like getting hit.
So, you switched gears earlier. I kind of want to switch. I keep looking at this book you got on your desk.
Oh, yeah.
So, one of the things that I tapped into when I started getting, like, what kind of pushed me through the ceiling. Like, I felt like I was always telling my wife, like, why am I just knocking on the door? I'm just like, I'm constantly right outside the bubble, like, or I'm on the bubble, you know, like,
right.
These dudes that are competing at the high level, I'm like, I'm there with them, but it's like I'm knocking on the door and no one will fucking answer. And until
it's like you want to be top 10, you're just chilling at 11th, yes, always.
And it was, yeah. And what it was you had to get top 3 to qualify. And I was always 4th or I was always 5th.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck am I missing? Like, my training is pretty much on point. I got coaches doing that for me. I've had nutrition coaches.
Nutrition's good.
Training, yeah. Coaches. Like, those are like, what am I missing? And it's like the mental toughness piece. The why am I doing this? That, like, air quotes, spiritual realm, like, why?
Yep.
You know, when you're on your own, it's 5 a.m. in the morning, you wake up, and you're looking at yourself in the mirror, brushing your teeth, it's like, why did I get out of bed? Why am I going
to
do this day?
Why am I going to suffer through the shit I'm going to have to suffer through today?
Why are you doing this? And yep. It's like, to me, that, once you find that out, and once you hone that, Logan, the one that moved to Montana, him and I had numerous talks when we were here about that kind of shit, and his...
God, I wish that fucker didn't move. Dude.
His way of describing it was calm confidence. And just like...
Dude, that's like his entire being is, yeah, that, dude. Man.
And I was doing some studying earlier, doing a class on motor development and skill learning for college. And it showed me this graph, and it was upside down U. And the bottom, the x-axis of the graph was arousal. And then the y-axis was performance. When arousal's low, your performance is low. When arousal's moderate, your performance is the highest it'll be. And when your arousal is too high, your performance is low.
Yep.
So, like, how many times have you seen those dudes that get, like, way too fucking amped up, mm-hmm. and then make a silly mistake?
Well, and then especially if you're competing, it's like they may be great for that event, but you just blew your fucking load, and there's 3 more events in this strongman show. Yeah. Like, I pride myself on, like, the 5th event, I will still be fucking crushing you.
Yep. And it's just because you can compose a little bit, mm-hmm. better. And, like,
you gotta have the switch. It has to turn on, but, like, you got to be able to fucking flip the switch and turn it off, too, or you'll just be gone.
So Dan and I have actually competed around each other 3 times, but only knowingly did it once.
I didn't even... Oh, yeah, so static monsters, yeah.
But every time I compete, and Dan can maybe talk on this, too, whenever I compete, people always ask me, like, dude, how do you stay so, like... calm? And I'm like, because I save it all for that exact moment,
right?
Especially at static monsters, because I had to do 3 heavy attempts for deadlift and log lift. So, like, I saved it all for, right, that exact moment. And like Dan said,
we compete very similarly, yeah, too.
The flipping of the switch, like Sylvester Stallone turning his hat backwards in the arm wrestling,
right? Control. Right over the top, great, yeah, fucking movie.
So, like, that moment, you just got to be able to understand that you don't have to be on.
Mm-hmm.
For 20, like 24/7 during the show.
Well, and I remember, so I'd have similar conversations at competitions because we both compete well. Like, I mean, you've been competing at a higher level than me. I like to pretend it's because I just never wanted to go middleweight, but it's because you're better than me. And, but I'd have that conversation as well because there was a string of like 5 years where I didn't lose a fucking show unless it was like nationals, you know? And, they'd be like, same idea, why are you so chill? And I was like, dude, I did professional fighting. This, yeah, is just lifting weights, dude. Like, no one's coming to fucking kill me and put me in the hospital. Like, I'm just lifting weights, homie. It ain't that big. Yeah. Like, it's not that big a deal. And I feel like, similarly, if you think about it, yours is probably similar to that, too. You're like, you wrestled. That's a much higher risk thing. You were in the fucking army. You got deployed. You're in, like, a fucking war. Like... lifting weights, like, it's cool, but it ain't that stressful compared to shit you did before. And I think it's all about perspective and people where it's like the coolest, most crazy thing they've ever done is a powerlifting meet have a hard time fucking chilling at the powerlifting meet. 'Cause that's the pinnacle of their arousal, right? Is a lifting competition. So they just need to have done stupider shit.
Right.
And then they'd be fine.
Yeah. Live a little, you assholes.
go get in some trouble to where you could die, and this will be totally fine for you.
Exactly. No, but I think that's a big piece a lot of people miss. And now you start seeing, you know, you have your strength and conditioning coaches, you have your dietitians, your nutritionists, you have your physical therapists and stuff like that. But I think coming to the market very soon, it's already here.
Sports psychology is starting to be huge.
The mindset coaching and, like, do you even know how to sit down and write some goals out and then take steps to achieve them?
Right.
Like, do you even know how to properly relieve your stress, but like de-escalate yourself after a training session or after a day of stressful events, you know?
Right.
So yeah, dude, I think it's all encompassing. And then the emotional intelligence piece. I actually wrote the ebook. That's,
hell yeah.
What you were telling me, like, that's a good little,
that's a big
right
piece
there
that no one ever thinks about. And the sleep piece, I feel like, is becoming more common knowledge, but like the, how your life stress will impact your training and recovery, I think is a piece that, like,
dude, there'll be moments in time.
People don't know.
Right. There'll be moments in time when I'm training and if my mind starts to wander and I start stressing about, like, if I got to pay a bill or something, mm-hmm. I will stop that training session. Cause I know it's not going to go good after
that.
No,
you're going to suck the rest of the whole fucking session.
All right, today, that's it. Like, sometimes the biggest win is being like, "This, I'm just going to live to fight another day."
Yeah.
And be okay with that and not let it fucking snowball into something terrible, you know?
Cool. Well, you got a client coming in. Let's bring this bad boy in for a landing. We'll be doing more. We're going to get one of these out every week if it fucking kills us here for a while at least. Where can people find you, Tyler, on the IG?
So on Instagram, it's at premeditated movement. And then the gym is at premeditated HP.
Underscore HP. And then you can always find me at strongman_Dan. And I have been posting my training, which is like just fucking asshole heavy CrossFit, essentially, mm-hmm. On my Snapchat, which will be strongmandan88. I post that daily. So if y'all want some shit to try, there you go. It's free programming. Just write it down and sell it to clients and pretend like you fucking made it up, you dickheads. So yeah, we will be back next week. We'll get this bad boy posted up here probably tomorrow. And we'll keep rocking. Keep tuning in.